Nolte, Lin-Manuel Miranda's In the Heights also bombed on HBO Max's streaming service. By John Nolte on June 15, 2021. The box office collapse of In the Heights cannot be blamed on streaming or HBO Max, where it also bombed. America's woketard apologists have been insisting In the Heights bombed at the box office because the gajillions of people eager to see it all stayed home to stream it on HBO Max. Talk about anti-science. Fact check, all the useless experts who assured us Lin-Manuel Miranda's, or is it Lin-Miranda Manuel, creation would be a summer sensation already knew HBO Max planned a simultaneous theatrical and streaming release. This was no secret. It was no surprise. Therefore, that particular fact was already baked into the expert cake. The result? Instead of cruising to a $30 to $50 million opening weekend, In the Heights dive bombed at $11 million. Lol. Now the streaming numbers are in, and they are so dismal that the woketard apologists have no place left to run. Watch below. As you read the following, try not to cry and keep in mind that HBO Max has 45 million subscribers and Lin-Manuel Miranda's, or is it Lin-Miranda Manuel? Vibrant and colorful 142-minute celebration of Black and Latinx culture with no story and plenty of woke talking points was available for free to all HBO Max subscribers. All they had to do was click play. In the Heights also underperformed on the streaming service compared to other new Warner Brothers movies. 693,000 U.S. households watched at least 5 minutes of In the Heights on HBO Max over the weekend via connected TVs, according to estimates from the analytics company Samba TV. Samba TV tracks viewership on connected TVs, which include smart TVs, streaming devices like Roku, and gaming consoles. So, yeah, no, streaming did not affect on the box office performance. Of those HBO Max subscribers who only had to click play, 98.5% chose not to submit themselves to Lin-Manuel Miranda's, or is it Lin-Miranda Manuel? Vibrant and colorful 142-minute celebration of Black and Latinx culture with no story and plenty of woke talking points. So now the woketard apologists are saying, who, you cisgender racist, where's the context? Maybe Lin-Manuel Miranda's, or is it Lin-Miranda Manuel? Vibrant and colorful 142-minute celebration of Black and Latinx culture with no story and plenty of woke talking points kicked all kinds of ass compared to other HBO Max titles. Again, yeah, no. Here are four Warner Brothers movies this year that debuted in theaters and on Max simultaneously, and how their opening weekends compared on Max, via Samba TV estimates, and at the box office in the U.S. Mortal Kombat, 3.8 million households on Max, $23.3 million at box office. Godzilla vs. Kong, 3.6 million households on Max, 5-day weekend, $48.5 million at box office, 5 days. The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, 1.6 million households on Max, $24 million at box office. Tom and Jerry, 1.2 million households on Max, $14.1 million at box office. I'm sorry not sorry to announce that the American people have been and will continue to reject this obnoxious, oppressive, anti-human nature woke garbage for as long as Hollywood tards want to serve it up. People saw this one coming a mile away and ran for the hills. I'll bet that over this weekend, more Americans watched John Wayne movies than In the Heights. I know I did, a little classic called The Green Berets, bitches. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.